RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Borodell, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them a little bit better. And in the process, I get to meet and talk with some very interesting people. My guests today definitely fit that description. Randy Hafer and Ruth O'Leary are with SavvyCard, one of the top startups companies in St. Petersburg. Welcome to Job Talk, Ruth and Randy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dean.
And before we begin, if you want to follow along while browsing their website, go to www.savvycard.com. That's SavvyCard.com. Anyway, thanks for walking over here today, you guys. Appreciate it. I'm assuming you did walk, right?
It was hot.
Okay. And Ruth, I want to say happy birthday. It's a wonderful day. Thanks for sharing.
Well, you know, you're only 21 once, Dean, so thank you.
Perfect. And anyway, I visited your office last week, and I was really impressed. You have a new offices over there, and I especially like your conference room with the vault.
Yes, you know? That's where we keep our money.
Yeah. Okay. And so, you know, that's a brand new space for you guys. And was it really did you have to make it your own, or was it pre-made? I mean, it looked pretty neat.
Yeah. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into making that office. For those of you who don't know, that used to be the old Bank of America space at 200 Central Avenue. They moved out, and it was vacant for a long period of time. Being a startup, we can't really afford Class A space, but we made it work.
And it looks great.
It's a matter of painting it and putting carpeting down, and the vault is actually truly our conference room. So it works for us. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and who would ever have known? It was like, you know, one of those TV shows they have where they convert a space into something else. That's what Randy is. Technically an interior designer with an eye for flair.
Well, you know, I actually approached the building about removing the bank vault door, which is, I don't know, probably half a ton. And everybody I talked to said, leave it on because it's really a cool piece of the vault. So I did, and it is truly a conversation piece.
How many people can you fit in that space up there?
We have about 20 employees now, and we're maxed out. We could probably only fit a few more bodies, but it works for us.
Great. So let's let everyone get to know you on a personal level. Ruth, we'll start with you. Tell us about yourself up until the time that you started with SavvyCard.
Sure. So I'm an Irish girl, obviously, Ruth O'Leary, and although some people do mistake me for a Texan, but I have to quickly clarify that. So I worked in automotive for 10 years back in the UK prior to coming here. My other half is a co-founder, and I was just explaining earlier that we were in the process of selling our home. We lived in a small little UK village, and we're going to move back into London. And I was going to travel into London, continuing to work in automotive. And Dowd Power happened to be over here at the time, so we thought, why not sell up and move over to this, you know, to this fine country. So we were a bit nervous when we first came here, or I was, I should say. Excuse me, I wasn't quite sure if Florida was going to be for me. I've been to New York and Boston and San Francisco, and there are certainly cities that I could see myself living in. Florida was never on the horizon for me, but when I came to St. Pete, And the reason for Florida, excuse me, of course, being that I always considered it to be God's waiting room in many respects. But when I came to St. Pete and saw the, you know, or felt the vibrancy of the city and all that it has to offer, I could certainly see myself living here. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. And Randy, tell us about yourself. I know you've got an interesting background, especially in human resources. You work for some great companies. Tell us about yourself now.
Sure. Absolutely. So I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and worked for a law firm early on after college and relocated to South Florida, Fort Lauderdale area in 93. Shortly after that, I took my first bite of the startup Apple, working for a company called Sportsline USA, later became CBSSports.com. And that was an exciting time. We went public in 1997, grew our employee base both in the U.S. and the U.K. to over 800 employees, built our own 80,000 square foot building, complete with our fitness center and our recreation room and, you know, big screen TVs everywhere. So it was fun times. And then from there, I met my wife. I left CBS Sports. We were acquired by CBS in 2004, left CBS Sports to join another startup here in St. Petersburg in 2007 called Revolution Money. Excuse me. And that was my first experience with St. Petersburg, and I have been here ever since. Mm-hmm. Revolution Money was acquired by American Express in 2010. I stayed on another four and a half years. With, you know, American Express. We grew our division to over 1,300 employees prior to me leaving and joining SavvyCard. Mm-hmm. And I joined SavvyCard about a year, year and a half ago. Ironically, our office is in the same building that I worked for American Express. And it's my third bite of the startup Apple. The first two have been successful, been acquired by Fortune 100 companies. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason to believe that this won't be just as successful.
And you left American Express with a great position. I mean, you're in charge of the human resources department there. And
yes.
I mean, you really gave up, if you will, a lot to get into this. Certainly, taking a big chance.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, you know, when I met David Etheridge, the founder of SavvyCard, and really start to understand what this product is all about, I was like, you know what, this is a can't miss opportunity.
Yeah.
And you know, I decided to really kind of throw my name into the hat, so to speak.
Now you mentioned you've hired a lot of folks in your career. How many would you say you fired?
Oh geez, several thousand.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to put a number on it. You know, I always joke that, you know, in 30 years I've been doing this, I'm the indoor guy and I'm the outdoor guy. Mm-hmm. You see me when you come in and you see me when you're leaving.
Perfect.
Nice.
Anyway, my guests today are Randy Hafer and Ruth O'Leary of SavvyCard. So let's talk about SavvyCard. You know, I want to talk about you mentioned meeting David Etheridge. You know, David and Joe Hamilton were my guests. Joe's from Think Tank. They were one of my very first guests on Job Talk. It was then that I got excited about the potential of SavvyCard. And so, Randy, how did you actually come to know David?
I actually met David through Joe. Think Tank is in the same building as American Express and SavvyCard. And Joe had been telling me about SavvyCard for many, many months, and finally got my interest up and decided to go to lunch with David and see what he's all about. We went to our favorite restaurant, the Burrito Border. Mm-hmm. And you know, I hate to use this term, like kindred spirits, but we both believe in this book called Good to Great. Mm-hmm. So we basically talked about this book for the next hour. And we just hit it off, and you know, when I learned about SavvyCard, I was just, you know, really excited about the opportunity.
Right. So tell us, what is SavvyCard? How does it work?
Sure. So you know, we are an online marketing, mobile marketing tool, if I could put it in that sense. you know, it's just business today engage customers that aren't integrated with one another. Typically, it's expensive and complex platform. SavvyCard is such a slick tool. It is a web app versus a native app, for those of you that know the difference. It works on every device, every operating system, and it's just a way to engage your customers and grow your business. And everybody's mobile these days. Everybody has a smartphone. And many businesses just haven't grasped the idea to have an online or a mobile presence with their, you know, their website and their information, and SavvyCard answers that question.
Every industry, you can work for many industries, right? I mean,
every industry.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a particular one right now? You started in the real estate vertical?
Yes. So we have currently about 75,000 to 80,000 members on our platform that have SavvyCards. And in Q4 of 2013, prior to me joining the company, so this is the story, David was presenting at a conference in Miami, and I think, Ruth, you were here at the time, maybe, but he was presenting at this conference. It was just a general conference, and the CEO and president of the Miami Realtors Association, which just happens to be the largest local Realtors Association in the entire country, which now I think they have 40,000 members, approached David and said, this tool, this product that you have is absolutely perfect for us. And so within a couple of weeks, we deployed cards for all 35 to 40,000 of their members, and we were off to the races. They also awarded us the marketing product of the year, and we had only been in play for, you know, 2 or 3 months.
Wow, that's great. So how does it work, though?
So to Randy's point, 70% of internet searches were actually done on a mobile device last year, and that number is really only going one way. Pardon me. And so many businesses aren't geared up for that movement, you know. And David is a visionary, and he saw that change some years ago. So we use the real estate on a mobile platform or on a mobile device, and we build effectively a website that's specific for a person or a thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've got icons on them. Our first three icons are strategically placed to drive engagement: call, email, text. And then we have a photo, if you like, that represents the person or their business down the right-hand side. And then we have other icons. And again, we call them buttons. But those icons effectively hold structured data that normally would, you know, be verb-based on a standard website. In the real estate market, when we moved into that in 2013 with Miami, we effectively added an additional button that's specific to the real estate market space, which is called a listings button. And that effectively gives the realtors and the consumer a portal into the MLS for that particular association or area.
Hmm. And then there's more to it, though, than that, right? So what's the advantage of for a realtor to have a SavvyCard?
Yeah, there's so much more to it. So can we order lunch and get settled in and get her till Friday? We could do this, to be frank. The buttons that we refer to, you know, one of the buttons, within the real estate market space, you know, referrals make up the probably, you know, 48-50% of a realtor's business. One of the buttons on a SavvyCard is share, and you can share the SavvyCard by text or email or indeed by social. And the beauty or one of the features of this product is that it tracks shares. So at the back end, it's got a lightweight CRM. And every time somebody shares the card with somebody else via by text or email, the system logs that share and it stores it in a lightweight CRM for the SavvyCard owner in turn to review at a later point. The owner of the card also gets notified in real time that share or indeed that referral has just taken place, giving them the contact details, the name of the person who did the share, the name of the person they shared it to, and the contact details. So effectively, you can reach out in real time, turning a lead or a referral into a customer in real time. So it's got tremendous benefits. With regards to the real estate market, as I say, the listings button or access to a realtor's MLS, you know, unlike other products that are out there in the marketplace, when you search from a realtor's tool, all properties are, you know, all roads from a savvy card effectively lead back to the savvy card owner. So any properties that a person may find there will always lead back to the realtor who owns that card that that search was done on. And unlike an, you know, a native app, as Ranadi just mentioned earlier, because it's web-based, nothing needs to be downloaded. When somebody finds somebody over the phone or wherever, they can text their savvy card to them whilst they're on the phone with them, and have it them added to the home screen. So now it looks like an app, but it's not an app. So there are tremendous features that, you know, that our product has that are, you know, they're very different to an app.
And if I was buying a home as a consumer, would I also have a savvy card?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that we do when we launch the product with brokerages, is that we create what we call a property savvy card for every single individual home. So as a homeowner, you're absolutely correct. You absolutely would. And it would look, you know, simply by adding it to your home screen, it would look like your own personal app for your property, with those icons ever so slightly different to the realtor's card, where it would have photos and local school information and such. So all of the information really that you would need to know about your home at the time of purchase.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are doing a big project with RE/MAX.
Yes.
Right? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. So RE/MAX Metro are a local brokerage here in Pinellas, and they're, you know, they're top end. They're a luxury brand in the marketplace. They have approximately 150 agents, and they're growing every day. And they have three office locations, downtown St. Pete, just across from the Sundial, the beautiful offices there, and Tierra Verde and Treasure Island. So collectively, between those three locations, 150 agents. More importantly, they sell 1,200, you know, luxury homes a year. So what they've asked us is, you know, Rick Brown owns RE/MAX Metro, and he came to us with a problem. And the problem that RE/MAX, are having, other agents are having, and indeed other brokerages have as well, is connecting the service provider to the home buyer. Because, you know, again, my accent, you clearly can tell that I'm not from around these parts. But and most people who move to Florida have come from up north. So for the first 5-6 months of their time here, the realtor is their source of contact for referrals. Mm-hmm. And the realtor always wants to be that go-to person for the homeowner. But, you know, sometimes they don't have all of the categories or all of the services to hand that they would require, you know, to make them better agents. So Rick Brown, who owns RE/MAX Metro, came to us as we supply the technology to them, and he asked us for a solution. So our solution is to add to the RE/MAX Metro cards a find services button, and that button will effectively link you to, we think there's probably 85 categories, and for each of those categories, we will have three local service providers that we vet attached to each of those categories, and only three. And then the sharing aspect of those categories works in exactly the same way that I described earlier with a savvy card in general. Mm-hmm. The homeowner will receive a link to the three service providers that they're requiring. The vendors receive an email in real time letting them know that share just occurred. And now you've got a happy homeowner, happy partner, happy RE/MAX Metro agent. You know, it's a win-win situation all around. And one of the really key features with regards to this program that we're doing, you know, in all walks of life, you know, people do business with people. So one of the key features with regards to this program that we're running is it's going to be a super networking opportunity for the three vendors that for each of the categories will actually come, and we're going to hold monthly social events and have them meet the realtors that they're going to be doing business with, you know.
You mentioned vetting them. How does that process work?
Well, you know, it all starts really with a federal ID number, and then we work with the company. So we do a criminal background check and, you know, the business
credentialing.
Bureau. Correct,
yes.
Yeah.
But these are people that have actually done some services for people that you actually know. It's different than LinkedIn, for example, where, you know, they may like you or give you a, you know, say something nice about you, but they don't really know if you really have those skills.
Absolutely.
But those people definitely have worked or done some services for those folks before.
You know, and it's so funny, haven't we all been there endorsing people left, right, and center for, mm-hmm. for LinkedIn, you know? Yeah, I worked in the automotive industry, as I said, for 10 years, and gosh, I can't even tell you some of the things I've been credited for that I've never done. I had to ring people up and ask them what is this exactly, you know. So you know, absolutely, unlike any of those things, the product itself, you know, it puts a face to a person first and foremost, because the person can have a picture of themselves on the card. So when that gets shared, there's almost an initial feeling that, you know, you're building a relationship from the very beginning. First and foremost, we went exactly where you would think anyone would go when we were looking for referrals. Remax Metro have 150 agents. So we went to them first for the source of their referrals. Who do you trust? Who do you do business with? Who would you put forward to be one of the three, you know? And then, of course, we've reached outside to local businesses. And the beauty of this program, of course, is that you've got local service providers working with local realtors, providing service to local homeowners, you know. pardon me. But this program, after people have been vetted, you know, people's professional standards is what will keep them in this program. There will be a feedback process. And, you know, things go wrong and, you know, that's life. And so long as people deal with that and put things right, then that will be acceptable. But, you know, a certain level will always be expected. Excuse me. Or you get taken out of the program. Sure. You know, Remax Metro's brand as well as these realtors is far too valuable for us and for them to gamble with.
And what are the typical categories, you know, of the services provided? And can people that are listening, if they have those kinds of services, can they get in contact for this particular program?
Yeah, we'd be absolutely delighted. As we say, there is a vetting process out there, you know, but we'd be absolutely thrilled. And they're all the things that you could imagine, you know, roofers, plumbers, electricians, mortgage, insurance.
So anything to do with buying a house or once you're there. This kind of stuff you're going to need.
That's exactly right.
We even have some unique ones like aerial photography, drone photography.
Which I have to tell you, that's, you know, when we first, because we were approached by these people asking us for a position, you know, which is quite amusing. And I've learned that that's actually more common than you can imagine, certainly here. So they do the aerial photography for the home, but also for fishing. They track fish apparently with this, which I think is superb, you know.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Why would they? How would the drone work into that process? For example, I mean,
just depending on the home, you can get an aerial shot of the home.
So a realtor could actually use that person to help showcase their home.
Correct.
Showcase their home if they want to take the aerial photography and transfer them to print, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's I think it's pretty big business.
Yeah, I think it is. If there are any aerial photographers out there, I have to tell you, our category for Remax Metro was closed. I do, oddly enough,
yes,
have three.
Yes, we have all three of those.
Yeah,
filled.
But anyone else, of course, please.
Okay. So this project, is there a deadline for people to become a part of this program?
Well, you know, we think that, as I say, that there are 82, 85 categories, and we're learning, you know, all the time. We're adding new categories on the, you know, with the insight from both vendors and indeed the real estate marketplace. We will only have three vendors per category. We're launching the program on the 24th of September, and we will be launching probably with maybe 100 vendors, excuse me. So, you know, in total, there should be 240, and we'll just grow it after launch.
Great.
We like to think that we've covered every one of the categories, so we have at least one service provider in all of the categories. But absolutely, if anyone would be interested in seeing if their slot was still available, we'd be only too delighted to hear from them.
Great. Now, you know, you mentioned, does being in St. Petersburg help you for this project and for just SavvyCard overall?
You know, well, when we sell this product, excuse me, because, you know, SavvyCard isn't looking for an electrician and SavvyCard isn't looking for a roofer, you know. What sells this product is realtors. you know, all of these service providers that I talk to, they all know the value of being referred by a realtor. Remax Metro has been selling this program, and their locations have certainly assisted us. Excuse me, you know, letting people know that we're local, and when we talk about a company, being able to refer to, you know, gosh, it's just across from the Sundial. You know, all of those things give us credibility when we're selling it. They don't think that they're just getting a call from, you know, from a call center and, you know, in God knows where'sville. Mm-hmm. So, it's just the location, because the location of the brokerage, you know, really depends on the vendors that we reach out to. We want local vendors to that particular brokerage. Mm-hmm. So it just so happens on this occasion, excuse me, that those agents or that brokerage happens to have an office in St. Pete.
Right. Now, this CevyCard works certainly in the real estate vertical. Are there other areas of business that could really benefit from this too?
Absolutely. I would say any business, to be honest with you, Dean. Of the 75,000 to 80,000 members on our platform, about 60,000 of those are in real estate. We already have law firms, small businesses utilizing it, insurance companies. We do believe that our next vertical will be kind of a tentacle from real estate, and that would probably be insurance and then maybe financial after that. But mm-hmm. I think we have as many as 20 or 30 prototype cards right now that cover many different businesses, from sports to chambers, you name it.
Yeah, that idea of putting it into the stadiums, I tell you, that was a great idea. I hope to see it someday there. I mean, I just think that's a tremendous idea.
Well,
to be able to,
you will. Yeah. In fact, when I joined CevyCard, that was kind of one of the big interesting factors in my decision. And shortly after that, David and I drove over and pitched to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right.
So, but, you know, we realize, again, being disciples of the book Good to Great, we need to be laser focused on one vertical, and right now that's real estate.
Perfect. So let's talk a little bit about jobs. I know that in time you're going to be hiring some people, especially probably in the next several months. Typically, what kind of jobs do you expect to be hiring?
Well, I can allude to that. Our business model and our 5-year plan has us ramping up to over several hundred employees over the next 3 to 5 years. So, and as you can imagine, being a technology company, the biggest department will probably be in development. We'll be looking for us, kind of the specific skill set will be, you know, PHP developers that where their background is JavaScript, HTML5, SEO experience, so on and so forth. So, they have to kind of have knowledge of PHP frameworks such as CodeIgniter, but basically, you know, application development. Mm-hmm. That will be that'll be a position that we'll probably be looking for in the near term, mm-hmm. In the next couple of months, to add a couple of bodies as well.
Okay.
We expect to get funded within the next, you know, probably 3 to 5 months. And then I think we're off to the races. And when I say off to the races, I think we'll be adding a lot of bodies come the first of next year.
Great. What about benefits?
Yeah, I like to say that we are a startup with Fortune 500 type benefits, which is attractive. And I found in my experience, in order to attract top talent, even as a startup technology company, you kind of have to offer a nice benefit package. Mm-hmm. And we do. I mean, the typical benefits that we offer, the medical, the dental, the vision, accidental death and dismemberment, life, so on and so forth. We provide 8 to 9 paid holidays a year. Our employees have 2 weeks vacation. They get 3 weeks after 2 years of service. On and on and on. So, I think anybody interested in joining SavvyCard is going to find that our entire benefit package. And the big thing that I want to mention is every employee in our company has an equity stake. Every employee gets a piece of the action. They're an owner of the company, and that, I think, really helps motivate them going forward.
Sure. And, you know, this brings us to the interview tip of the week. So if somebody was to apply to SavvyCard for a position, what one piece of advice would you give them? Ruth, let's start with you.
I don't know if this is advice, more so than the type of person that they probably would need to be, you know, but our product is wildly exciting, and it's been received as such in the marketplace today, you know, certainly in real estate. And the energy and the excitement and the passion in our office is almost tangible, you know. It's just, it's super. It's a joy to go to work every day, I have to say. We have a tremendous team of people that we work with. And if that's the sort of an environment a person would like to work in, then they should certainly consider it. And it's just agile, just being able to move, you know, change and work together, really, you know.
Mm-hmm. And Randy, what do you think?
Well, when I interview candidates, one of the first things I ask them is, have you made your own SavvyCard? Because we do offer a free product. If you go to our website, you're able to actually create your own SavvyCard. And if they haven't at least taken the time and the effort to do that, that's a big negative for me,
okay.
Right?
All right, that's good. So everyone that wants to apply to SavvyCard, make sure you've already
made one. Make your SavvyCard. Yeah. It's very simple.
Great. So my guests today are Ruth O'Leary and Randy Hafer of SavvyCard. And, you know, we just have time for just a few more questions. Ruth, you know, what would potential employees find most exciting about working for SavvyCard?
Well, Randy's pointing at him, Dean.
Yeah, of course.
And he writes the checks. So
that always helps.
So Randy is my number one.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Thank you.
Checks in the mail.
You know. The most exciting thing about the growth, the opportunity, and you know the road and path that we're on, it's frightening. It's so exciting, you know. Mm-hmm. And that would be it: the growth, the opportunity there to grow.
And what type of person does well in a startup environment? What kind of characteristics should they have?
You know, I think somebody who is willing to not necessarily be pigeonholed, you know, and to learn and grow with us, because we seem to, you know, every day is different, really. Sometimes you have to do things that perhaps are necessarily outside of your standard job, title, excuse me, which makes it all the more exciting, you know. You learn about other departments and you learn about the things that are, you know, it's almost like joining the dots walking the cradle to grave path. From where you're of our product, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to add to that.
Sure.
I hate to use this cliche, but leave your ego at the door, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody in our company has an attitude where, you know, we all make the coffee, we all fill the water jugs, although not all of us.
Not all. You know who you are out there in SavvyCard land.
But no, actually, you have to just have that. Unassuming attitude to be able to roll up your sleeves and do whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm. And do you still have those lunch and learns?
We do. We have a lunch and learn every other Tuesday. Anybody is welcome to come. Come hear our story, learn about SavvyCard. Typically, David Etheridge, our founder and CEO, does the presentations. Mm-hmm. We provide lunch. And the next one is coming up next week on Tuesday. So, you know, if you're interested, we'd love to have you.
Mm-hmm. And should they make a reservation?
They should. It's there's an RSVP, so we know who's coming, so we know how many lunches to order. And here shortly, Ruth is going to give out her contact information.
Right.
And you can contact Ruth to actually sign up.
Perfect. And, well, let's do that. And I want to thank you guys, really, for being here. It went by very fast. And again, happy birthday.
That's very kind. You did say you were going to sing to me, boys, didn't you?
No, you were going to
sing.
I thought, Danny Boy.
No, there was definite offers of song.
Wow.
To get
I'm
going to
be really disappointed if you don't sing Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. I hate
very
you both.
Good,
I hate you both.
That was awesome.
So, stop it. I hate you. Pardon me, do you want me to give out some contact
details? Yeah, so if somebody does want to get a hold of you guys, what's the best way to do that?
Great stuff. So our website address to go and get yourself a free Savvy Card is www.savvycard.com, and there's a great big green button there that says get your free Savvy Card. My number is 727-502-6013. So any calls with regards to Remax Metro, Fine Services Program, or indeed the Lunch and Learns, or indeed any questions you have, please just call me on 77-502-6013. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/SavvyCardNation, and our Twitter handle is @SavvyCard.
Perfect. Guys, thanks again for being here. Really do appreciate it. Hope you'll come back, and especially as you're growing. And once you're hiring the next couple hundred folks,
right?
Hope you let us and keep in touch with us, certainly.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. So my guests today were Randy Hafer and Ruth O'Leary of SavvyCard, one of the top startups in the Tampa Bay area. So if you're an investor or think you might want to work there, just check out their website at www.savvycard.com. And now it's time for the Job Talk Alumni Update. Our friends at the St. Petersburg Area Chamber of Commerce remind us that the inaugural St. Petersburg Festival 2015 Lunch and Learn will take place tomorrow, Thursday, August 27th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the St. Pete Chamber Boardroom, located downtown at 100 2nd Avenue North, in that Suite 150. The festival is going to offer the businesses and community a unique opportunity to partner with local artists to celebrate the arts in St. Pete. And the chamber members and non-chamber members are invited to learn more about the 17-day festival and how they can get involved. Lunch will be provided as well. And the sponsor of this program, Eagle Data Logistics, is looking for an advanced PLC SQL developer for one of their very best clients. So if you're interested, know someone, contact me or send a resume to deanlogan@radiostpete.com, and I'll make sure that gets to the right folks. And the shout-outs today go to, the first one goes out to Paige Barrett, one of the newest Eagles. Congratulations on your college graduation. Excellent job, and everyone's very proud of you. And my next guest for next week, Art O'Hara of the Art Club, Tampa Bay's leading not-for-profit provider of quality child care. Art's also the past president of the Suncoast Tiger Bay organization, and I'm really looking forward to that interview. And I want to thank you all for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com. You should check out the great music on the site, as it features local musicians here too. New shows are in production as the website keeps getting better. You can choose your favorite style of music 24 hours a day, including Maine, oldies, jazz, and classical. And other interesting programs you might enjoy are live broadcasts like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon. And by the way, if you're looking for an organization that has wonderful speakers, we're leaders within the community and really has a great lunch too, check out that organization. Just Google Suncoast Tiger Bay and take a look at their website. Also, to be sure to listen to Will Coons, as he hosts the Homemade broadcast at 6 p.m. on Sundays, and to the Indie Circuit with Mo that airs on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern. And finally, Toriano Parker has a new program that airs on Thursdays at 12:15 p.m. So be sure to check out the website often and see what's new. You can download the free app, listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer, so check it out. That's RadioStPete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to the program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioStPete.com, and I really do look forward to your comments and suggestions. I want to take this time to thank Joe, Chuck, Richard, Harry, my engineers Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their help. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioStPete.com and Eagle Data Logistics. Eagle Data Logistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSaintPete.com.